रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 5 ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की किंग रहुगणा कुड अंडरस्टैंड द स्पीच गिवन बाय द कैरियर्स हु आर अफ्रेड ऑफ बीइंग punished. You could also understand that simply due to the fault of one person, the palanquin was not being carried properly. Knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, he became a little angry. Although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced, his anger arose due to his inborn nature as a king. Actually, King Rahugana's mind was covered by the mode of passion, and he therefore spoke as follows to Jadabharat, whose Brahman effulgence was not clearly visible, being covered like a fire covered by ashes. King Rahugana could understand the words given by the carriers who are afraid of being punished. You could also understand that simply due to the fault of one person, the palanquin was not being carried properly. Knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, he became a little angry. Although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced, his anger arose due to his unborn nature as a king. Actually, King Rahugana's mind was covered by a mode of passion. He therefore spoke as follows to the Jadabharat, whose Brahmin effulgence was not clearly visible, being covered like a fire, covered by ashes. The distinction between Rajagun and Satogun is explained in this verse. Although the king was very upright and advanced in political science and governmental management, he was nonetheless in the mode of passion, and therefore, due to slight agitation, he became angry. Jadabharat, despite all kinds of injustice endured because of his deaf and dumb display, remained silent by the strength of his spiritual advancement. Nonetheless, his Brahmatej, his Brahman effulgence was indistinctly visible in his ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजनकलाकय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तकम् जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री आचार्य गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 So here there is meeting of a qualified Kshatriya and a qualified Vaishnava. So in this world, in order to do administration, అతను పని ఏమన్నా కనుక్కున్నారు లేదా? తొమ్మిది కల్లా వదిలి, పది నిమిషాలు వదిలిపెట్టేస్తాను, పది నిమిషాలు వదిలిపెట్టేస్తాను. అయితే పది కల్లా, పది కల్లా అందరూ కీర్తనలో కూర్చొని సెయింగ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు మేనేజ్ థింగ్స్ వన్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ passionate nature. It can be your passionate nature or you are a Vaishnava, you can display just like here Jadabharth is displaying to be dumb and dumb. He was not actually dumb and dumb, he was displaying. Similarly, a Vaishnava, just like in the previous behavior of Jadabharat, was perfectly exhibiting the qualities of Vaishnava. Whatever is happening is all right. Whatever is happening, it is Krishna's arrangement. Whatever is happening, it is good for me. It is good for the world. When you are seeing Krishna everywhere, you cannot find any fault in anybody. It's all, suppose we happen to stay with some people. This is what I am fit for. Krishna has arranged this company, that this is helpful for my devotional service. A Vaishnava, he doesn't complain. He is not a procrastinating personality. If an advanced person you want to maintain your Krishna conscious behavior, Krishna conscious behavior means I am not the only devotee and everyone else is a devotee. That is Krishna consciousness. I am only not a devotee and everyone else is a devotee. And if I am becoming agitated or disturbed because I am not a devotee, but they are all right. That is a Vaishnava. But there is no room for preaching there. If you see, and not level between Nara and Kadukala. If you touch saliva and teeth and all that. So a Vaishnava says that everything is perfect in this world. Visvam Purna Sukhayate, like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was persecuted, attacked, but he was not thinking, why me? Why all this? The Pandavas, they did not want to play dice. The game of dice. They did not want to rage. They just wanted to play because the other person was inviting. But because Dhritarashtra was there, so Pandavas were very submissive. They were taking it for granted. Dhritarashtra is our common well-wisher. They were not saying Dhritarashtra is father of Kauravas, so he has partiality for Kauravas. Yudhishthira Maharaj was not thinking like that. Yudhishthira Maharaj being a gentleman, let's say, a gentleman will not find fault in others. That's not my business. I just want to, like a honey bee, I want to collect good in others, appreciate others, and go on with things. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was also a perfect Vaishnava. So you are seeing Dhritarashtra or father is asking us to play, and he is asking us to wage. So whatever they will see. So like that you are just following. You are a very good follower. When matters took serious turn, so really like grabbing others' kingdom to the point of raising Draupadi, he was very cool. He was not agitated at all. He was a surrendered soul. So surrender to Keshav, whatever the Lord wants. But he was only respectful. He was only trying to satisfy his people. They are my people. They want to play. Let's give them. So you're not inside one thing, outside one thing. That is the Vaishnava. That means the Vaishnava by nature. It's not, now we are trying to develop Vaishnava nature. We are not by nature Vaishnava. We want to hear, learn, make efforts to develop Vaishnava behavior. We don't have. All of us, we are not even in the mood of goodness. Even to stay in the mood of goodness persistently, consistently, that means you don't have any moods, emotional disturbances, simply Shastra Chakshu. According to Shastras, what is my duty? Not what I like, what I don't like. All the Shastra Chakshu. What is the right thing to do? No selfish interest, no personal interest. So that is a Brahmin. You just want to very controlled in mind. But we are all not, and it is not easy in Kali Yuga especially the kind of birth we have. We are not born in Vaishnava families. We are born in Karmi families. That means we have taken birth to undergo the reactions of previous karmas. A Vaishnava has no karmas. He has neutralized all his karmas. Now we are in the process of nullifying karmas. We are not nullified. We are in the process. Once you are actually nullified, all your karmas, you are very blissful. You will keep everybody very comfortable. My people were very comfortable with Prabhupada. They were all very nice people, or what? People who were surrounding Prabhupada were completely rogues. Rogues and bums and punks and all kinds of people. Complete nonsense people. You will find Bhavani much better than all of them. They are simply drug addicts. They go streaking on the roads. They are openly, they are dealing with women. and they are very blunt in their behavior. So that way, Bhagavan is 100 times better than people Prabhupada was dealing with, you know. So just to make us a good Vaishnava, Krishna always gives something, you know, with us. Otherwise, we unnecessarily think I am a great Vaishnava. Then when some situations are kept, I am not a Vaishnava. I am not able to maintain my Krishna consciousness. Especially, we are not even third class Vaishnavas. The third class Vaishnavas, at least they know how to get along with other Vaishnavas. Nothing to be told, not to be. Vaishnavas are not actually grilled and drilled, you know. Vaishnavas, they are willing to learn. So on their own, they are ready by watching things, by hearing, watching others' dealings. He may go, this is how I am supposed to be in the temple. That is a Vaishnava. But we have to be grilled. Grilled means we have to be forced to do. You should do this. If you are a third class Vaishnava, at least when I am being told repeatedly, I am being on my face, I am told. So simply I should not put my mind anymore. I am a fool. Krishna knows. Vaishnavas, they know what is the right behavior. So, devotees, because of their ignorance and passion, they want to do something they like to Krishna, not what Krishna likes or what the Guru likes. They want to do what they like. At least they want to do it for Krishna. Better than that is second grade, that is third grade. Do what you like. Second grade is at least we want to at least follow to the word. I am told to do like this. At least I may not have good intelligence, how to have a vision, how to see things before they happen. I don't know. At least this much, I am not offensive to ignore the instructions. As I told you previously also, the moment you argue with Guru, the moment you doubt the realizations of the Guru, our mind is blocked. You cannot go further than that. Spiritual life means try to satisfy the senior Vaishnavas. And let us see. You may have doubts, apprehension, keep it to yourself and then follow. And then when the things become clear, oh, I was wrong. It's good that I followed properly. So you have a realization. At the moment you doubt and you don't follow, then there is an impedance, the most block. So the first class Vaishnava, because he has no interest of his own, he can easily follow, no? Just by an indication, just follow. Nothing has to be told, or you don't have to tell right on his face, you don't have to do all that. So Vaishnavas are supposed to be advanced in consciousness. Everything by, just by, they are alert. People who are in the mode of goodness. That's how things happened during Prabhupada's time. Because they understood what was the position of Prabhupada. So they said, there's no point in. So they were literally whatever Prabhupada wanted, literally, like headless. Headlessly they were just following. That's how, although they were not advanced, they could achieve so many things. Just like an instrument doesn't protest. I take a knife. The knife doesn't tell me, don't kill. Or kill here, don't kill there. Knife is an instrument. It will just follow whatever the knife holder wanted to do. Similarly, spiritual life, especially when you are staying with Vaishnavas, were two ways to deal. One is, benefit of doubt, I will just follow whatever is told to me. Second, humbly making inquiry. If you are unable to contain your doubtful mentality, but in a humble way, I'm a fool, kindly, you can elaborate a little more so they can follow it properly. But there is no question of defying the authority. That's not spirit. Spiritual life means, similarly, like Prabhupada said, what is a good disciple? When the good disciple comes before the spiritual master with a folded hands, how can I serve you? No other interest. How can I? That's all. So that is, the disciple will be very comfortable. He has no independent ideas. And he is not offensive. He is comfortable. Because we are passionate, which we are, so we cannot behave like that. That way, we are uncomfortable and we don't let things happen smoothly. So the Jadabharat, he displayed his Vaishnava qualities before meeting King Rahugan. He is like a first class Vaishnava. Anything, everything happening, okay, it's Krishna surrender. I just want to follow. And he was protected from death. And now he is again wandering, and he happened to become a palanquin carrier for King Rahugan. And then King Rahugan was chastising Jadabharat. You nonsense. What do you think about yourself? Do you know who I am? Try to do this carefully, that and that. Because Jadabharat was a perfect Bhagavat, Vaishnava. He can sense where to speak, where not to speak. One man came to his Guru Maharaj and said, Guru Maharaj, I'm meeting so many people and preaching, but nobody is able to even understand and accept what to speak of following. But you are sitting one place and then people are voluntarily coming. And as soon as they meet you, they are surrendering to you. Same Krishna consciousness. The Guru's business is also Krishna conscious propagation, the disciples' business also. But Guru is not speaking much, just light, little things, and he's not also struggling so much, but so much is happening. And the other disciple is running around here and there, talking a lot. But so the Guru Maharaj said, you know, if somebody is really self-realized, if you become really a very gentle devotee of Krishna, that means you may not be preaching heavily, but your desires are pointed. Your heart is qualified, compassion, full of compassion, and you want to preach. And then Krishna will make all arrangements because you are qualified. So Prabhupada and everybody came, everybody brought money, as though everything is already in a plan. So Krishna has already planned for Prabhupada. Whereas we are making trials and errors, bumping and jumping. Something. So the point is, if somebody becomes really a qualified Vaishnava, preaching and compassion are his natural qualities, that means vibrations. Positive vibrations, he will be quiet. But people come and ask him, he speaks a little bit, and then immediately they surrender, they become devotees. Because devotion service is going on under the internal energy of the Lord. We are only instruments. So if you are a good instrument, Krishna will do more things through you. If you are a bad instrument, just that you don't follow from the devotional path, Krishna will engage you also. The results may be meager. But Krishna wants to save you in spite of our prakrita bhakti. Prakrita bhakti means devotional service in three modes of nature. The chanting is in the modes of nature. Whenever we are chanting, the mood should be to please Krishna, not enjoy ourselves, not to show off. So enjoying ourselves is a mode of goodness. Show off, trying to impress others, or make a show inside, pretense outside, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It is a mode of ignorance. Just you want to make others think, but you don't want to become a devotee. And in the second case, passion, you want others to recognize you as a devotee. You are doing bhakti, no doubt. You want others to recognize you. And if you are a devotee in the mode of goodness, you are enjoying. I am enjoying chanting. I feel very good. You are not chanting for yourself. You are chanting because the Guru Parampara asked you to chant. You are chanting because Krishna says, I will be happy if you become a chanter. You are doing it because Krishna likes you to chant. The Guru Parampara's instruction, you chant. Whether you get bliss out of it or not, hell with your bliss, no. You just try to satisfy the spiritual master. But your bliss, simply a disturbance to the Guru and Vaishnavas. And you want to be enthusiastic. So actually chanting Hare Krishna on that platform completely, like with the mood that I'm trying to play Vaishnavas, so I'm chanting Hare Krishna because it is the instruction from the Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Prabhupada. Whether I test it or not, it's like sometimes we are given service. We are given service. It's not you like or you don't like. If this will help the mission, I will do it. If this is what that is pleasing, I will try to surrender. If you don't like it, but you do it, then you are surrendering. You like it, you do it. That's not surrender. You don't like it, should you do it? The Guru sometimes tests, like Chandrasekhar is pushing, send me to Belgaum for 2 months. I'm going to learn. I can send, but just to test him. You don't have to go now, we'll see it after, after Lalu Radha Yatra is together. Like that, his face is like that now, as he has taken. Kerala, you know. That means not a good, not an advanced devotee. You want to get instructions what you like. Then how will you advance? If you are really a serious person, that's why it is said. It is said that when the Guru chastises you, you should not feel bad. Guru is trying to put some attention on me, and you could ignore, go to hell, what you will become or not, why should I care? You learn from your big mistakes. When the Guru gives time, chastises you, that means the Guru is very compassionate to you. He doesn't want you to make mistakes and learn. You learn straight away. This time. So Jadabharat now, he has come from his Uttam Bhagavat platform just to bless King Raghavan. He could have displayed the same mood as he has done before. Let Raghavan do anything, I will not open my mouth. It was kind. This guy is, he has some sukruti. So let me speak to him and awaken his Krishna consciousness. So he is challenging the king. Who is fat? Who is thin? Who is king? Who is servant? How long you will be king? Maybe I was king in my previous birth and behaved like you only. Now I become a parankantha. He was telling all sorts of things. And the king said, wow, this looks like Vedanta, which my court pundits sometimes discuss. So this is not an ordinary person. If he is simply an ordinary palanquin carrier and he doesn't behave properly, he will get beaten up, he will be fired. But because he is boldly speaking, King Raghavan could also see that this man is not a slave. This man is a thoughtful person. Thoughtful person means brahminical. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, 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 R